This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. In conjunction with National Farm Safety and Health Week, Farm Credit Illinois will provide meals to farm families during the annual Meals in the Field program. Meals will be delivered to 75 farm locations during the weeks of September 21st through the 25th and September 28th through October 2nd. Each host family will be presented with two farm first aid kits. The kits are specifically designed for farm injuries and are equipped with items such as an isothermal blanket, ice packs, finger splints, and eyewash containers. I will be attending one of the Meals in the Fields events this afternoon with the Highland Farm Credit Illinois office. Be sure to join us tomorrow for more details about that event. A special dedication last week recognized one of the best-known symbols in agriculture, the iconic DeKalb corn-winged ear logo. Larry Mix, president of the DeKalb Illinois Area Agricultural Heritage Association, explains.
We are dedicating a Illinois State Historical Marker to commemorate the creation of the DeKalb winged ear logo that was created some 80 years ago. We want to recognize what a significant historical development this was. It really was a game changer in terms of how to promote the idea of hybrid corn as a new innovation back in the early 1930s.
Mix says the historic marker demonstrates the mission of the DeKalb Area Agricultural Heritage Association.
DAHA, DeKalb Area Agricultural Heritage Association, was formed back in 2010 as a 501c3 for the purpose of preserving and sharing with the public and hopefully inspiring our next generation about the great legacy of agricultural innovation that came out of Northern Illinois over the last 150 or more years. There have been a number of game-changing innovations that have come out of Northern Illinois, and we're trying to help get those stories shared with the public so they too can appreciate and hopefully inspire our next generation of innovators to continue the tradition.
In addition to the historical marker, there is a special exhibit commemorating the winged ear logo, which is known around the world.
DAHA has a gallery in downtown DeKalb. In conjunction with the dedication of this marker, we've put together an exhibit called The Winged Ear, Origin and Evolution of a Global Classic. And so this exhibit has just opened up this week, and it's going to be open to the public in downtown DeKalb. We hope that a lot of people can not only see the marker, but also stop by the gallery and learn more about how the winged ear was created and how it has kind of evolved in its design over the years.
If you are interested in learning more about the exhibit, you can visit www.daaha.org. We'll be back with more after these messages. Next, we will hear from DuPont Pioneer and Circa Services Manager Travis Krieghauser. Travis and I had a conversation about the new digital management tool in Circa.
I'm located in Johnston, Iowa. I really work hand-in-hand with our certified services agents who are dispersed all across the Midwest. They're independent business people that work to deliver next-generation solutions in terms of precision agriculture. And really, we start to think about it in terms of that digital piece is decision agriculture. So we're taking information and growers' goals and objectives, and we're creating customized plans and solutions to be able to help them meet their overall objectives, whether margins are tight, times are good, really focused on whatever their yield-limiting factor might be to help improve overall productivity, which is, of course, a big piece of profitability going forward.
And if farmers are interested in using this product, how is it available to them?
So basically the first stop is to go ahead and connect with your local Pioneer, either seed professional, account manager, certified services agent, and they're going to get you in connect with those guys to be able to have a sit-down consultative type discussion to work on creating a tailored service, because we're thinking about really our services are tied around like nitrogen management. Our new launch today or yesterday was fertility management, so thinking about P and K and lime, treating those as assets in the soil. How can we, during times of tight margin, really think about using those resources to our benefit to make sure that we're profitable going into such a tight year?
And is this product available on smartphones or tablets, or is it a software?
All of our software and all of our, basically our analytic pieces, are parts that we get set up with a grower by having that sit-down consultative process with a certified services agent, and it's a web-based platform, so we can access it on any type of smartphone, we can do it on iPads, your desktop computer, and it's a all one-stop shop on our Encirca dashboard. So it's really easy to go online, search for EncircaServices.Pioneer.com, and what you'll find there is you can use your business partner ID, as you've worked with Pioneer in the past. It'll help connect all of your operation, all your previous work you've done with Pioneer, and be able to bring that together into a dashboard platform where you can get started, and then that consultative process with our professionals out in the field will get you that next level. I think the biggest thing that we're really thinking about going forward is that precision agriculture can be one of those pieces that's tends to be a little bit scary, but what we're really talking about is using growers' goals and objectives and just creating a customized plan. Our goal with a lot of our agronomy trials that we've had out in the field, our expertise in agronomy, is coming together to take agronomy to that next level, and that's really what Encirca is all about. So it's nothing really overwhelming. It's just a starting process in terms of trying to increase overall productivity and profitability.
Once again, that was Travis Krieghauser, Encirca Services Manager for DuPont Pioneer. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.